Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Autism affects almost 50,000 individuals in Ireland. It's a lifelong neurodevelopmental disorder defined by deficits in social interaction, communication and a repetitive behavioural style. My next guest is an expert in the field of autism genomics in Trinity College in Dublin. Genomics is the study of complete sets of DNA, or in other words, our genetic code, and it's transforming healthcare. But the question is, what can it do for autism? Lorna Lopez is Research Assistant Professor in the Department of Psychology at Trinity College. You're very welcome, Lorna. Tell us about DNA and autism. Is there a genetic variation for people who are on the autism spectrum?
Thank you very much, Mary. Lots of research has shown us in the past that genetics is important in autism, from twin studies to family studies, and more recently a large family study in the US that showed that autism and ADHD were of the highest heritability for the disorders that they studied. So in fact, DNA is really important for autism, and many research studies have shown many parts of the DNA that's important for autism, but none that would be a diagnosis for autism.
Okay, can you explain to us, how does genomics work? And is that different from, you know, traditional genetic analysis?
Yeah, great question. So genomics is understanding the complete set of our genome, so the complete set of our DNA. So our DNA is made up of 3 billion base pairs. And normally, up until now, people have been only able to look at the genes, for example, mm-hmm. look at the 20,000 genes, or look at the various small amounts of genetic variation that differs between all of us. But now, because of advances in technology, we've been able to measure every single part of that DNA. So we've been able to sequence, so measure genotype, get an indication of those 3 billion base pairs. And
which is quite phenomenal when you think about the sheer scale and vastness of what you're talking about. But what can that tell you then about the individual?
Yeah, so that's what that kind of technique is called, whole genome sequencing. And that kind of technique can inform more about how genes work, how proteins work, how all these biological processes work in our brain, and how it all functions together.
So you can take the baby and you can tell, maybe before you've had a diagnosis or a worry among a parent or anything else, can you take a simple test now and tell somebody if their child is going to be on the autism spectrum or not?
Not yet.
Where you're going, though, potentially?
Our research isn't interested in prenatal diagnosis.
Okay.
What our research is aimed at is finding out more about the biological processes for therapeutic interventions. And that's really important for us to understand more about the biology and the pathogenesis of autism.
Tell me some more about that research and what you're learning about the lives of people with autism and about that spectrum of autism as well.
Yes, of course. So my research in particular, and I work with Professor Louise Gallagher in Trinity College in Dublin, and we're really interested in recruiting and families and family studies of autism, because families are really key in understanding genetics of autism. So whether it's autism is more common within your family and you've other family members or multiple family members with autism or other related disorders, or whether you just have your children have autism but the parents don't, and that indicates a different type of genetic variation.
What are you learning about that then? If you have, say, 3 or 4 siblings within the same family, they could all be on the autism spectrum and yet have 2 parents who are not.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, genetically, that's more likely that that's a family trait. More sometimes there's cases called de novo variation, where it's just a new variation that happens spontaneously within the child.
So have you been able to say yet if autism is inherited?
There are genetic factors that are passed down through generations that are linked to autism. It's not 100%. It's that there are genetic reasons that can be inherited through the generations.
And because there's a whole spectrum, can your research help personalise the treatments for different people?
Well, that's really the goal, is personalised medicine, really. And that's what in the NHS and all other healthcare, in other healthcare systems across the world, their goal is to have personalised, tailored treatment according to our personalised genome.
So you want families to get in touch with you,
yeah,
to become involved. What do you want them to do? Who are you looking for?
And today was a perfect example, actually. We had a community day and we had over 100 research participants and family members with autism come and talk to us about genomics. We had a great chat, great feedback, and really the most everybody wanted was communication. They wanted to hear, they wanted to take part in research. And research is such like a life cycle of different, from the minute you have your research idea to getting your funding, to writing your grant, to all the different parts and collecting your data and disseminating your knowledge. And the people that are living with autism every day that we were talking to today really wanted to be part of that. So, and that's where all the great ideas come from.
50,000 individuals in Ireland. It sounds large.
It's a lot, yeah.
Is that greater diagnosis these days, or is there a higher incidence of autism?
There's two reasons for that, I suppose. It's differing in the diagnostic criteria, but also a greater awareness of autism now than in the past, and in particular different areas. So in particular in females or those with an average IQ, whereas previously autism wouldn't have been considered, and now because of the, I guess, a broader diagnosis as well, it's been more recognised.
Tell me something more about that spectrum, that scale, because it's an extensive spectrum.
Yes, of course, yeah, and exactly. And what we heard today at our event, we had loads of speakers, international speakers, and from Ireland and different universities, that it's not just autism, so many other comorbid or other conditions that coincide with autism, such as problems with your gut, such as problems sleeping, such as problems with depression, other psychiatric phenotypes.
That they can be connected into,
absolutely,
into autism,
yeah.
Perhaps disorders that haven't been considered before,
yeah,
presenting with conditions that hadn't been considered,
absolutely,
before.
Absolutely. And in fact, a research paper came out yesterday to show that there's a genetic correlation between those, we call them phenotypes, but between those how people are and how we are as well. So between depression and autism, for example, and between how we sleep and autism.
And you can learn so much now from DNA, and having families coming forward and participating in your researches will help you along. Is there a number of people you want, or a number of families you want, or specific types of families you want?
We're looking for families with multiple affected individuals, or two or more individuals, and throughout the different generations as well. So that's really key to be able to...
Have you any concerns here, you know, gathering all of this information? Are there concerns about data protection?
That was actually one of the key points that came up today, that the importance for us is for a scientist to show our trust, and that, yes, of course, we take data protection considerably or very, very seriously.
Lorna, if people want to participate, can they get in touch with you in Trinity College?
Yeah, please, autism@tcd.ie or lorna.lopez@tcd.ie.
All right, well, Lorna Lopez, thank you for coming into us today. It's coming up to